Hi, welcome to How Did You Learn to Do That, where you will hear tips, guidance, and stories to help you to have a fulfilling life and career. The inspirational stories that you will hear from people will inspire you to know that you can create anything you want in your life, and it just takes commitment and action. So I'm excited to have you here. I'm excited for you to hear these stories, these guidance, and the tips that I'll be sharing. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me, info@howdidyoulearntodothat.com. And you can connect with us on social media. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. At How Did You Learn to Do That? And we would love if you could help us grow and expand this podcast by reviewing us on Apple Podcasts as well as on YouTube and sharing the episodes with your family and your friends and helping us continue to spread the message that we all are deserving of a fulfilling life and we can be the catalysts in our lives to create that. All right, stay tuned for the next episode.
Hi. So this first episode of 2021 is one I'm so excited for. I've decided to switch up the format of my podcast. So we will continue to have amazing and inspirational stories from people that are incredible, that are doing things that are within their purpose, and that are living their true lives and the ones that they've worked so hard towards and are committing to every single day. In addition, I'm actually going to have 2 inspirational stories per month, and then I will be sharing tips and guidance and coaching and helping you understand that you can have a fulfilling life and career, and it all just takes a little bit of work on your part every single day to work towards the big goals and the big dreams of feeling fulfilled and excited to get up every single day and work toward those dreams and those goals and that life you've always wanted for yourself. And I know when we have that big goal and that big dream to wake up and feel happy and excited, it gets overwhelming. So what I want to do over the next year is I want to break down the tips and the ideas and the things that you can do that are small and tangible every single day. And you can implement that as a practice to your daily routines that will really help you slowly start building that confidence and that happiness and that ability to start achieving those dreams and creating those systems that will allow you to get closer to that. So as many of you know, I am also a career coach, a personal development coach, a mindfulness coach. I do coach new graduates or early career professionals, but I also coach people that are far in their career, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, that are just not feeling happy. They are not feeling fulfilled. They're not feeling like they're living their true purpose. They really keep asking themselves, what else is there? Is there more to life? Is there more that I could be doing? I've got the career, I completed school, I got the career, I have the family, I have, you know, everything that I thought I wanted, and I have it all, but now they're at that place that's asking themselves that question, where they want to ask themselves that question of, how do I connect deeper with myself? What can I do to connect with myself to figure out who I am and what I'm supposed to be doing in this world? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually break it down into a couple different sections. So over the next 3 months, I'm going to be talking to you about your mindset, about personal development, about the things that you can do to connect with yourself deeper, to really get to know who you are and what you're here to do and how you can build a fulfilling life and career for yourself. And then I'm going to move through more tangible things of what you can do for your career, how you can know your why, how you can align with your why, and how you can actually have the confidence to network, to achieve and get closer to your why and your purpose, and how you can maintain that throughout life and everything that you're doing. I have launched the Successful Candidate course in November. I had launched that, and I am going to be launching it again in February. So I'm excited for you to be a part of that. And I am going to create a Facebook group for everyone that registers into the course so that you can have some support and some guidance as you're going through this process for yourself. And I will be there every single week. We'll be doing a mastermind and we'll be sharing thoughts and ideas and challenges and things that you're going through and things that you could do more of or things you could do less of or how I can help you troubleshoot a little bit and give you some tips and some prompts and some ideas of things that you could try out to see if they're going to work for you. So I just want to say, although my course is marketed and geared towards new graduates or early career professionals, it's really for anybody that wants to be in a place where they're having a fulfilling career and a fulfilling life. There's so much to be learned in that course. So if you want to sign on, I'd be happy to jump on a call with you to chat about it. And otherwise, I will see you in the course and hopefully we'll see you at the masterminds as well. I will be also offering some one-on-one coaching for folks that don't necessarily want to take a course, but want a little bit of guidance around mindset and really figuring out how to feel fulfilled and what the next steps are. And someone that wants to develop a bit of a morning practice or an evening practice and routine that keeps them accountable and that they're able to connect with themselves. So stay tuned for that because I will be offering some one-on-one sessions with you where we can hop on a call weekly and just to keep you accountable for about the span of 4 weeks. And then hopefully you can then flourish and go out on your own and spread your wings and create this life for yourself. So stay tuned for that. I'm excited to announce that soon too. So let's get started. So in this episode, I really want to kind of talk about how you can actually connect deeper with yourself. So what are the 5 steps that you need to do to connect deeper with yourself? Really figure out who you are, what it is that you're here to do, and how you can create that life for yourself that you've always dreamed of. I just want to say that we always have these large dreams and sometimes they become intangible. They become so dreamy and so fluffy and we get so overwhelmed by it because we just think like, okay, I want to sail in the south of France for 4 months, which is great. But we just feel like it is so out of reach sometimes because we start doubting ourselves. We start thinking about, well, I can't quit my job. Where am I going to get a sailboat from? I don't even know how to sail. How am I going to even get to the south of France? I need money for that. And I don't even have money to get by month to month. And how am I going to manage that? And how am I going to do this? And how am I going to do that? So this is what I want to say to you. Keep it simple. Let's just focus on these 5 steps for now, and then we can work towards those dreams and those goals. Anything that you want in life needs a system, needs a process, needs a real tangible and committed and consistent approach to it. Similar to when you're working out at the gym, you can't just work out one day and expect to have a cardiovascular health that matches a runner that's been running for 30 years, right? Or feel as fit as someone that's been exercising for 2 years consistently. So everything in life, it requires consistency. This podcast requires consistency. If I just released an episode once every year, I don't think I would have a lot of people wanting to listen. So the fact that I come on every single week on this podcast gives you something to look forward to, something consistent that you can listen to, and something that you can continue to evolve and adapt and work towards. So the same thing applies for connecting with yourself deeper. It's work in progress. It is not something that's complete. I would never say that once you connect to yourself, you stop the practice because that will just cause trouble because you will go back to a place where you're feeling unconnected from yourself. So we all work so hard to connect with our partners, with our children, with our parents, with our friends. But I think that there's always a bit of a failure in us connecting with ourselves and really getting to know ourselves. And the one thing that I feel that this last year has really taught us is it has really taught us that we need to take time to slow down. We need to take time for ourselves. We need to take time to figure out who we are and what we want to do in life and what is most important to us. There's a lot of noise around us. So how do we focus and hone in on what we need to do? How do we hone in on our genius? So here's the 5 steps. I'm going to walk them through really quickly. So the first step is you need to set time for yourself every single day. I talk about this all the time. I set myself a morning routine, and now I also have an evening routine where I do a couple things before bed every single night. You need to set yourself at least an hour a day or half an hour a day. And you know what? You can start small. So you can start with 5 minutes. You can start with 10 minutes. You can kind of work yourself up, and you can do a bit of a transition. So instead of saying that, oh, I'm going to get up at 5 a.m. now. You don't need to get up at 5 a.m. You need to just focus on getting to bed at a certain time that you know you can get up 10 minutes earlier than you normally do. And you can slowly transition so you can start to wake up earlier and earlier and earlier. One of the biggest things that I made, the biggest mistakes that I made, was I wanted to join the 5 a.m. club, but I wasn't doing anything to really, I thought I just needed to get up at 5 a.m. But actually, that's not the case. I need to actually figure out how I'm going to get to bed earlier. So I can't go to bed at midnight and expect to be up at 5 a.m. and feel my best. I can't. So I worked slowly on getting to bed earlier. Now I'm in bed by 9:30, and that gives me enough time to get up by 5:30. And 5:30 for me is okay because I need my 8 hours of sleep. So for me, that's most important. And that's because I know myself. I've connected with myself, and I know what's important to me. 8 hours of sleep is key for me in order for me to get up and feel productive and wanting to do the work that I need to do to connect with myself. So the first thing is you need to connect with yourself deeper. And if you want some help, I do have an affiliate link for the Morning Ritual Mastery by Stephen James. So you can visit my website. There's a blog about morning practice and self-reflection, and I'll actually put the link into my Instagram bio as well, so you can just quickly link and check it out and see what it can help you do. And it'll walk you through kind of like what you would want to do in a morning practice anyway. So if you are looking to have some connection with your higher self, the mastery, I would highly recommend that course for you. Okay, so once you've set time for yourself, here's a couple things that you can do during that time. One is self-reflection. You can do that during that morning practice, but I recommend that you work towards doing it kind of throughout the day as well. Self-reflection is so, so key and so important because you need to really realize, what is your body telling you? What is your heart telling you? What is your mind telling you? What are you actually doing, and why are you doing it that way? Is it truly aligned with what you want to do? Did you want to do that? Or was that just something that you did because you've always done it that way, or you were taught that way, but actually is not what you wanted to do? So it's key to do that because it's important to know yourself. It's important to know why you're doing certain things or how you feel about a certain situation. And I'll give you an example. Last week, I was really feeling exhausted, really feeling tired. And I just felt like I needed to record an episode. And this episode was actually supposed to go live last week. And I said, you know, in order to stick to the schedule that I had set for myself, I need to record this episode. So I kept feeling really kind of deflated and defeated about it because I couldn't bring myself to do it. And then I sat down and self-reflected and I said, why do I have to record this episode this week? Like, why do I have to? And I realized that I really didn't have to. I set this schedule and this calendar for myself so I can adjust it to better suit my mind and my body because I was not feeling well. I was sick. My daughter was transitioning to daycare. I had a lot going on at work, so I took a couple weeks off. And I just felt I need a break before I burn out. And so that's exactly what I did. I took the week off. I didn't do anything related to my business, related to the podcast. I literally just took a break. I did the things that made me happy. I read, I spent time with my family without guilt. I didn't worry about my long to-do list. I watched TV, which if you know me, you know I'm not a huge TV person and I don't really spend a lot of time watching TV. So I did all of that and I felt awesome. I felt so excited for it because I just knew that this is me. And then I relaxed and then I started to feel much better. And I got to record this episode feeling much more alert and awake and ready. And that takes me to the next step. So the first one was to set time for yourself. The second one was to do some self-reflection. The third step is to be aware. So if you're doing self-reflection, you know when you're feeling your best and when you're not feeling your best. And you know certain things that jive with you and certain things that don't jive with you. That's why it's so important to be aware. When you're reacting a certain way, when you're doing something, when you're feeling a certain way about a situation, be aware. Be aware of those feelings. Be aware of those thoughts. If you don't have time that moment to self-reflect, write it down. Write a note in your phone. Text yourself. If you have pen and paper, write it down. And then come back to it and self-reflect. But just be aware of how you're feeling about the situation. And the fourth step is to actually listen. So now that you've set time for yourself, you've learned how to self-reflect, you're aware of how you're feeling, you need to truly just listen to your body, listen to your heart, to your mind, and to your soul, and do what serves you best, and do what nourishes you, which is the fifth step. When you listen to yourself, when you're listening to what's happening, and when you're listening to what your body is telling you, now that you've connected with it, you need to actually nourish it, which means you need to stop doing the things that are depleting your energy. You need to do more of the things that are adding to your life and that are making you happier and healthier and more joyful and more fulfilled. You need to start adding certain things that you maybe weren't in your life before, but you knew now, you know now with self-reflection that they make you feel happier. So for example, for me, I know I need to exercise regularly because I know how I feel after I exercise. I love it. I feel so good. I need to add that into my life because that nourishes my soul. Because I've connected with my body, I'm aware of that. I'm listening to what I need. And now I need to nourish it. I need to actually act upon it. I need to actually do it. So those are very simple five steps that you can do. And you really just start by setting yourself up some time throughout the day to really practice these items. And it'll get easier as you get through the steps. And as you practice it more and more and more, it will get easier. So to summarize, here's the five steps. Number one, you want to set time for yourself every single day. And I want you to do that time when you know you're going to be your best. Obviously, it's best if you can reflect in the morning. But if you can't do it in the morning, that's okay. Do it in the evening, throughout the day, lunchtime, whenever you can set yourself some time. Always work towards having at least an hour. But if you can't have an hour, work towards what you can work towards, because I want this to be manageable for you. I don't want this to become another chore or task because it will fall off the radar. So do what's manageable for you. Set time for yourself. Number two, you want to actually self-reflect during that time, and then work towards reflecting throughout the day to figure out really how you're feeling, what your body's telling you, what your mind is telling you, what your soul is telling you. And then now that you know what your body, mind, and soul is telling you, I want you to be aware in different situations, different events, different things that you're doing to see how you're truly feeling. You know, if you watch the news, does it make you feel happy, good, not good? I know my husband, he doesn't like to watch the news because it makes him feel very upset and very saddened about what's going on in the world, because the media outlets, they obviously tend to gear more towards negative news. So he just does not, because he knows it affects his psyche and his mental health, and he does not like the news at all. And he gets what he needs to get the way he needs to get it, but he doesn't want to sit through an hour newscast like I do. I love the news, so I'll sit through an hour. The fourth one is to listen. Now that you're aware, you need to truly listen. You need to listen to what your body is telling you. You need to listen to what it's saying to you. You can't just go against it, because it's important to listen to your body. And the fifth one is aligned with listening, and that is to nourish. So now that you're aware of what you need, you've connected with yourself, you've self-reflected, you've listened to your body, you've set yourself some time, what are you going to do to nourish your body? What do you need to do to nourish your body? That's what you need to do. So that's your homework for today. I need you to set yourself some time. I need you to self-reflect, to be aware, to listen, and to nourish your soul and your body. I would love to hear how it's going for you and if you've implemented, and if you have any ideas for future episodes or any things that you want to learn more about and you need more help with, feel free to send me an email, info@howdidyoulearntodothat.com, or connect with me on Instagram. And if you have any questions in the meantime, feel free also to send me a note. And I really want to know how you're feeling after practicing these 5 steps to connect deeper with yourself. I will be doing the Connect Deeper with Yourself challenge that is a bit more in depth and a bit more deeper with you in a couple of weeks. So stay tuned for that. I will be posting that on my website as well as on Instagram. And I will be talking about that in a few weeks. So stay tuned for that. And if you love this episode, I would love if you could review it on Apple Podcasts, like I said. I would love to learn more about what you liked about this episode, what you would like to learn more about, like I said. And you know what? I just want to say that you take the time that you need to do what you need to nourish your soul and your mind and your body and everything that you do in life. Okay? So I hope that this lesson in this episode has taught you so much and that it's getting you started to working towards that fulfilling career and that fulfilling life. In the Successful Candidate course, I will teach you a little bit more about how to connect with yourself deeper, how to really figure out your why and its importance. And so I'm excited for you and I'm excited to see you inside that course or to connect with me on the one-on-one sessions, which I will be offering soon as well. All right, so we'll talk soon. Thank you so much for listening to the end of that episode. I hope that you have learned something from that episode that can have you getting closer to a fulfilling life and career. There's so much out there in the world that you can learn, you can experience, and you can apply to your current life that will help you start making those little steps towards a career that you love and that you're inspired by. So I'm excited for you. I can't wait to hear what you're doing. I would love for you to share with me over on our social media, or you can send me an email and let me know. You can visit our website, howdidyoulearntodothat.com, for the show notes and for blog posts and to hear more about what we're up to. And of course, we would love if you could help us grow by reviewing us on Apple Podcasts as well as on YouTube, and sharing with your family and your friends. All right, we'll see you next time. Bye.